Today is Masechta Me'ilot, Daf Tes. In today's Daf, we learn about Lina. We learn about a lot of things. Very long Mishnah. All the different points in time when Me'ilah begins and Me'ilah ends. And in the process of discussing Me'ilah, we also make mention of other related halachas, like lina, pigul, meiser, similar to what we learned yesterday. Okay. I want to focus on one particular halacha, the halacha of the lechem hapanim. Okay. So in the Mishnah, I'm sure it says here in the Mishnah of the lechem hapanim, lechem hapanim, with regard to the lechem hapanim was put on the shulchan. We all know that in the base of the Mishnah is the shulchan. The shulchan we have the lechem hapanim was arranged on the Shabbos. B'yoyim HaShabbos Ya'arichenu. The Kohanim would come in and they would put the new bread. It was baked on Friday and Shabbos morning. The new bread replaced the old bread, and the bazichin, the two cups of frankincense that were on the shulchan, were burned on the mizbeach. And after that was done, the Kohanim, they distributed the lechem upon them among the Kohanim, and they ate it. Fine. So here the Mishnah says lechem hapanim moilim bo mishahuk teshah. Once the bread has been sanctified, the flour, seemingly the flour, has been sanctified, if someone will come along and derive benefit from the lechem hapanim, before they baked it on Friday. The lechem hapanim lasted for 9 days because they baked it on Friday, and then it was not eaten until the following Shabbos. It was baked on Friday, it was put on the shulchan the following day, and it was removed from the shulchan the following week, which was the 9th day since its baking. It was for 9 days. Until that point in time, during those 9 days, if anyone would come along and derive benefit, they would be chayav for the laws of Mila. And again, that applies the moment the flour has been put into the utensil in preparation for the baking of the lechem upon mishuchuk disha. Koran batana. Then the Mishnah Kedarka, once we discuss the laws of Me'ilah, we discuss other related laws. Once the flour has been kneaded and has been put in the oven and the crust of the bread has formed, it has hardened, Hukshar liposel bitfulyam. At this moment in time, now there is potential for the bread to become tame. Until now, until the bread is baked, when it's flour, it appears there's no tuma. That's what it says. There's no possibility for tuma. Uvimuchusukipurim. Ulihisadir al gabi hashulchan. Once the crust has formed, now it's fit to be put on the shulchan. If it's soft, if the bread has not been fully baked, then you're not allowed to put this on the shulchan. The bread must be fully baked to the point where the crust turns hard. Further, karvu habazichin, the following Shabbos, 9 days later, when we take the levoina, the frankincense, off the shulchan, and we burn it on the mizbeach, now we trigger a new halacha. There's potential for chayavin alav misham pigul no servitam. And this is the din of the, we learned yesterday, the achila of the lechem upon him. There are three dinim in the achila. There's tuma, the chiv karis for eating something which is tummy, the chiv of noser if you leave it over past its proper time, and there is pigul, the ein bo mi'ila, and the mi'ila departs. When the bazichin are burnt, when the levoina is burnt on the mizbeach, the window of the period of time of mi'ila comes to an end. Mi'ila starts at the earliest moment in time when the flour has been sanctified. There's already potential for mi'ila. That prohibition of mi'ila does not leave until the levoina has been burnt on the mizbeach 9 days later. And during that period of time, there are other halachas. When the crust turns hard, that's when the time when it can become tameh begins, and that's when it's fit to be arranged on the shulchan. And when the bazichin are offered, again, when the mi'ila goes off, that's when the other rules relating to the eating of the lechem aponim are triggered, of pigul, noiser, and tameh. Okay, there's one thing that's left out of the Mishnah, and that's lina. With the other halachas of the Mishnah, with karbonos, there's always part of this long list of things, there's always lina. Lina means if you leave it on the mizbeach overnight, the clock is ticking. something must be, you must do something immediately, and if it's not done at a certain point in time, it becomes disqualified. I'll just give you, I'll pick an example, a random example over here in the Mishnah, just to illustrate this point. Let's say we have here chatos. I'm just picking something in the Mishnah. Chatos for Asham v'zivchei shalmei tzibur. Moyalin bohem mishahuk. Once the animal has been sanctified, you have an animal that's set aside for carbon chatos. Once you designate this is my animal, right away the meila begins. Nishchatu. Once the shchita has been done, hukshiru. Right away it's set. Lipasel b'tfulyom. It's now this potential for it to become tamei. Tuma begins. Uve mechusik yipurim, different types of tumah. Uve lina, velina, the clock is ticking. In other words, if you have a living animal, and I said this animal is going to be my carbon chatas. So as far as I know, there's no limitation on the age. Well, the certain carbonists, you have to be a certain age. But the clock is not ticking. I could bring the chatas today. I could bring it tomorrow. I could bring it next week. I can bring it in 3 months. I can bring it in 4 months. As long as the animal doesn't go past the time. So the animals have to be within its first year. Okay, as long as the animal is not more than 1 year old, there's no clock. No one's forcing me. If I can't come today, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it in 3 months. I'll do it in 6 months. No time pressure. But once you do shchita, and the blood is gushing from the neck of the animal, and you makabel the dam in the klisharis, the clock is ticking. If you don't pour this blood on the mizbeach within, before the sun sets, then the carbon is pasul. It becomes pasul with lima, meaning the sun sets and the blood has not been applied, you have not fulfilled your obligation, you are required to bring another carbon. Uvelina, this lina, the clock is ticking. This word lina appears in connection with all of the items listed in the Mishnah. Whether you're dealing with Kodshe Kalim, Kodshe Kodashim, or you're dealing with the Shtei HaLechem, everything that we deal with, we have the word Lina. All of a sudden, when it comes to the Lechem upon him, when you sanctify the flour, Mi'ila begins. Tumo does not begin until the crust forms. And then we have the other related Halacha, it's now fit to be put on the Shulchan, it's called bread, it's not called dough. And when does lina? When does mila go off? When you do your makter the bazichin, and when does pigel nois of tamei begin? Also, when you makter the bazichin. What about lina? Lina doesn't appear. The word lina is absent. Why is it absent? Okay, that we'll have to keep in mind for one moment. That's something very conspicuous about this mishnah. Let me read you a mishnah in Masechta Menachos. Mishnah Masechta Menachos deals with the laws. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Masechta Menachos. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, talks about many things, but the part we need is the Lechem Hapanim. Here it is. I'll read it. This is the Shtei HaLechem. This is the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Shochat Shnei Chivasim, Lechol Echas Mehem, Achal L'Lamachar. Period. We don't need that. Here's what we need. Hikdir Shnei Bazichen. A person, a koyein, offers on the mizbeach the bazichin, the levoina that accompanies the lechem upon him, and he has kavana, intent. He declares, I'm going to eat the bread of the lechem upon him, le'echol echad min hasidam, one of the arrangements of bread, le'machar. I'm not going to eat the bread today. Today is Shabbos. After I offer the levoina on the mizbeach, the bread is distributed among the kohanim to eat. This is the bread that has been baked 9 days ago, and now is being removed from the shulchan with the bazichin to make room for the new bazichin and the new bread. We're removing the old bread. We're offering on the mizbeach the levoina, and we're going to distribute the bread to the kohanim. And when I offer on the mizbeach the levoina, I'm having kavana. I'm going to eat the bread tomorrow. Sunday lunch is going to be when I'm going to eat it. Lemachar, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Osa Hachala, Osa Haseder Shachish Shavlof Pigol. Oh, wonderful you've just done the worst aver possible, you had a kavanah of pigol, and if you'll eat that piece of bread even today, yichayif karis, when you have a kavanah for something to eat, chutz l'zman, immediately after you do the avoda, it's chal shein pigol, if you eat it, it's a chayif karis. Okay, fine. Very nice, simple Mishnah. Let me read you what the Rav says. The Rav says something very interesting. He's quoting the Rambam. And the Rambam says something which everyone scrambles to understand. Where did the Rambam get this from? Let me just find here's Mishnah Beis. Le'echol min ha'chalois l'mochar. Here's the next part. Hikta Beis Bazichin. Again, this is Mishnah Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, and the Rav. Hikta Beis Bazichin. L'shtei ma'arochos, sh'olech ma'apanim, b'kivu siv, v'samto yisam sh'tayim ma'arochos, ha'isa al... Kol hamarocha kaf achash sheyesh bei levoina. Okay, the seven asata al hamarechas levoina zaka. Ushte kapo salalu shabuhem nisuna halavoina. Nikroim shnei bazichin. Valavoina nikreis nikteres. Kidirsev hoysalalechem ad le azkara. The halechem necho. And the bread is eaten. Here are the words. Uzman achilosoi. When is the permitted time to eat the bread? Kol oso shabos. Shemesirim oso min hashulchan bulvat. The only time you're allowed to eat the lechem upon him is that Shabbos. Very short period of time. He's very clear the words. Uzmanachlis call oso Shabbos. Only that Shabbos. Namitzai Shabbos. Namitzai Shabbos. Very unique halacha. Generally, when it comes to all things that are eaten by kohanim, truma, there's no limit. You can eat truma forever, as long as it doesn't rot. You can eat it even when it comes to kodshei kodashim, day and the following night. Kodshei kalim, the day, the night, and the following day. All of a sudden, there's a new type of thing that's eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. That's, oh, one more, Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, only at night. Yeah. You shecht it by day, you only eat it at night until chatzos. Yeah. 6 hours. That's it. Unique, very unique. You don't have anything like that. Along comes the Mishnah, the Rav, and tells us, the Rambam says, a new halacha. There's something called lechem aponim. And lechem aponim is eaten during the day. They offer the bazichan. They can technically offer the bazichan early in the morning. They don't necessarily do so, but they can technically. And then you eat it until the sun sets. A new type of achila. Again, truma, there's no limit. Kodesh kodashim, day, and the night that follows. Till chatzos, pashtos. And then kodesh kalim, day, night, the next day. Pesach, only eaten at night. A new achila called lechem aponim, it's eaten. What about shtel lechem? Shtel lechem, pashtos is the day and the following night. Okay, let's assume that lechem upon him, the shtel lechem of Shavuos is like kodshei kodashim, mincha, like a mincha. What a mincha? Let's talk about mincha. Regular mincha, you eat the day and the following night. Shtel lechem, day and the following night. But now lechem upon him. Lechem upon him, you only eat until Mitzvah Shabbos. You don't eat from Malava Malka. And you definitely don't eat it for Sunday lunch. That's for sure.
What happens? Nobody wants to eat it.
Then it becomes possible with Lina. With Lina. Possible with Lina. Remember the word that was missing in the Mishnah? Now let me read you the Taisus Yant. Taisus Yant picks up on this. Picks up what he says. What's he, then he refers to Bazich and Targum. This comes from the Rambam. This, what the Rav taught us, that the lechem haponim is only eaten until Mitzvah Shabbos, and not Mitzvah Shabbos, comes from the Rambam. Kamosha Beir, because that's what the Pasuk says, really it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Biyoim HaShabbos, Biyoim HaShabbos Ya'arichenu. The Pasuk seems to indicate that you, what? I know, but it appears, that's how he's interpreting it. It's an interpretation of the Pasuk, to arrange the new bread. Since the arrangement of the new bread is on Shabbos, and the eating of the old corresponds to that arrangement, it's a chiddush, absolutely. It has to be only by day. Like Shomar. I don't understand this Rambam. It doesn't make any sense. When it says the pasuk b'yom haShabbos, b'yom haShabbos, it says do it b'yom twice, dafka by day and not at night. That's going on the arrangement of the new bread, not on the achil of the old bread. I don't understand the Rambam. Doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense why you should be limited to eat the lechem upon him only by day and not at night. Ulchein nearly, the Tosfos Yomtiv disagrees with the Rambam. That's what he seems to be saying over here. The Alfin and Law Midr Sivit says, V'yachlu b'mokam kadosh, ki kadosh kodesh kadoshim hulo, that the lechem upon him is called kodshei kadoshim, since the pasuk explicitly calls the lechem haponim kodesh kodashim, and kodesh kodashim is eaten by day and by night, by day and by night, so lechem haponim is eaten on Shabbos and from Olav HaMalka, Mitzvah Shabbos, just like all of the kodshei kodashim. Okay, fine, that's what he says. Okay, fine, that's okay. Then he goes on to discuss all these other things, fine. So here, there's more to it over here, but we don't want to get all the details. So we have over here basically two opinions. We have the Rambam, which simply, the Rav Moshe, the truth of Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe says that the Rambam doesn't mean only day, the Rambam really means the day and the night as well. Let's see, after looking around, what the Rambam really means. But let's put that aside, because many Mefarshim learn the Rambam literally, only by day. The Tos Yomtiv, yeah?
I remember learning that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, that they
that's part of the problem. Yeah, that's right. I don't know if we'll get that. You're right. Then you they have no choice then, because then you're not allowed to eat.
But if you would never be allowed to, then you just have to throw it away.
It's a problem. It's a very big problem. You're right. It's a very big problem. They asked it on the Rambam. That's what everyone is, because it's a Farish Mishnah. The Farish Mishnah says in Menachos that on Yom Kippur you eat the lechem upon the Mitzvah Shabbos. So you see there's such a thing as eating a Mitzvah Shabbos. So how can the Rambam say that the only time you eat it is a Shabbos? Okay, there's a difficulty. Let's put it aside for the moment. But basically we have here two opinions, and each one has a source. We have the Shita of the Rambam, and the Rambam is going with the Pasuk, B'yoyim HaShabbos, B'yoyim HaShabbos Ya'arichen. The Rambam appears to learn that the arrangement of the new bread is a Siamese twin with the Achila of the old bread. You cannot separate the two. You bring in new bread, you take out the old bread. Everything that's done to the new bread, there must be a parallel to the old bread. If the new bread is arranged on Shabbos, the old bread must be eaten on Shabbos. A new din, not mitzvah Shabbos. That's the Rambam. B'yoyim HaShabbos, B'yoyim HaShabbos Ya'arichenu. Tosfos Yomtiv, and many Rishonim, he's not the only one. There are a lot of people, they don't like that. They say, no, the Ikar Pasuk is Kodesh Kodashim Hilochem. B'yoyim HaShabbos Ya'arichenu, there's no such relationship between the arrangement of the old and the eating of the new. The eating of the old and the arrangement of the new, no such thing. The Ikar is Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim is day and night. Okay, fine. What I want with all this, I already gave you a little bit of some details of it. Says the Mishnah doesn't make any mention of the word lina, and over here daf tes in Masechta Nila, today's daf, is famous for the following words. We have here again the Mishnah leaves out lina. Again, tes in Masechta Nila, Rabbeinu Gershon. Right, we have on the side of the Gemara Rabbeinu Gershon from the earliest Rishonim. Mi God lana. He was from the very beginning of the Rishonim. What does he say, Rabbeinu Gershom? Rabbeinu Gershom takes note that there's something very strange about our Mishnah, that it's missing, it doesn't say here the word Lina. That at some point in time, the clock should tick. What happened to Lina? So he says, there's no such thing as Lina when it comes to the Lechem upon him. What Lina? The clock is not ticking. Think, you have bread, you have flour, you have oil. There's no oil. Just water, you make bread. The clock is not ticking. There's no emergency to do anything. You put it on. You arrange it the next day. It stays there for a whole week. And then when you offer the bazichin, and then after you offer the bazichin, you give it to the kohanim to eat, and they can eat it for a whole week. Let me read you what he says. Karmu b'tanu haynu tchilas tikuna. Okay, that's the beginning. For the hocha loy kosav belina, It doesn't say the word lina in the Mishnah only in reference, only in regard reference to the lechem aponim. Mishum d'shtei lechem ne'echolois by pachus mishnai, not less than two. V'lo yoiser al, that's a shtei lechem al shloisha. V'im yesh sefer, and this is the sum of shtei shakasa, but lina kusav lachas, that's a shtei lechem, I'm sorry. That's a shtei lechem, that's a separate issue. I take that back, forgive the shtei lechem aponim. Nami by whose sefer deloy kosa bevelina hainu taima sheharei nechal mishabos viad shabos the hecha de kosa bevelina weird does it bevelina means if it does say there are some gersos that do bevelina then it means you left the bread over an entire week. But since that's not the general way we use the word lino, lino usually means a single day. And since by the lechem aponim there's no such thing as a single day, lechem aponim can be this, the avod, everything is, there's no time limit for anything. And when it comes to achila, you have an entire week. So what's the incredible chiddush of Rabbeinu Gershom, he teaches a third opinion. They distribute the bread of the lechem aponim on Shabbos, they give it to the kohanim, and they have until the next Shabbos to eat the bread. A whole week. A whole week. Now that is so difficult, such a chiddush for a Rishon to say this, because the Mishnah here, when it speaks about having kavanah for pigel, says, I'm having kavanah, I'm going to burn the bazichin with kavanah to eat the bread l'mochar, tomorrow. For half kavanah to eat it l'machar, it becomes pigel. According to the Rambam, l'machar means tonight. Tonight is the new calendar day. L'machar, very simple. According to most Rishonim, l'machar just means tomorrow morning, because you have the day and the following night. So l'machar means the following morning. So there's no difficulty in translating the word of the Mishnah in the Masechta Menachos according to the Rambam and according to the Tos Yomtiv. You burn on the Mizbech the Bazichin and you have Kavana. I'm going to eat the bread tomorrow. What does it mean tomorrow? If you look like the Rambam, B'yoyim HaShabbos, V'yoyim HaShabbos, Renechenu, means if I have Kavana, I'm going to eat Mitzvah Shabbos, because Mitzvah Shabbos is also tomorrow. It's a new calendar, new day, according to Tos Yomtiv. L'machar means a new halachic day, tomorrow morning, because tonight I can eat it, because tonight, according by Kodesh HaKadoshim, is an extension of the day. But according to Rabbeinu Gershon, it says in the Mishnah L'machar, and he teaches this awesome chiddush, then you can eat the lechem aponim for an entire week. Entire week. What does it mean, L'machar? So you have to say, the Sefarshim say, al doichik, that by the lechem aponim, a day is a week. Just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one day. It's a pasuk. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years. We have the 7 days of the week, the Shira, and those correspond to the 6,000 days of the 7,000 years of this world. 6,000 years until Shabbos. 1,000 years by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one day. Lechem aponim stays on the shulchan for an entire week. And the fascinating insight that by the lechem aponim, the week is called one long day, because that's how you have to touch the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, which is the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what do I want with all this? I want to bring out this. I saw all this in the Aliba de Hilchasa in the back of the Masechta. There is a Zemer Shabbos afternoon. It's only in the Hebrew articles. For some reason, in the English article, Siddur, this Zemer was omitted. I guess there wasn't enough room to put every little thing in, but in the Hebrew article Siddur for the Su'udas Yom HaShabbos, there is a Zemer called Ki Eshmera Shabbos Kel Yishmereni, authored by the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, he lived between Rashi and the Rambam. He was the bridge between the Rashi and the Rambam. And from the early Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra. Yeah, in the okay, then the Kol Yaakov Siddur. Yeah, I'm talking about Kol Yaakov. So I have here an article Hebrew Siddur. It's an old article Hebrew Siddur. It's not in the article Hebrew Siddur. And there in this Zemer, authored by the Ibn Ezra, towards the middle, he says, Roshum Bidas Hakel. It's written in the law of Hashem, of God. Chok, it's written, it's inscribed in the law of Hashem. Chok is a law. El Siganov to his assistants, and then to the Kohanim, to his priests. Bo, on this day of Shabbos, la'arich lechem panim bifanaf, to arrange lechem upon him. Al came therefore, lehis anos bo, al pi nivonov osr. And therefore, the nivonov means the rabbanon. Those who have insight have made a decree, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. It's an unbelievable thing he says to Ibn Ezra, Sarishan. Unbelievable. He says in a zem, in a song. You learn a lot of very interesting things in halacha from songs that were composed by the piyutim, mm-hmm. and by the kinos. And here's a very classic example. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Do you know why? So if I would ask any of us, why are you not allowed to fast on Shabbos? I would say, it's menucha, it's a yom menucha, Shabbos kodesh, it's a yom menucha. It's not in the spirit of things. What? Come across the Shabbos oneg. It's not in the spirit of things to fast on Shabbos. It's not the reason. Chazal, generally speaking, you don't fast on Shabbos because it's oneg. What about Asar B'Teves? Asar B'Teves, if it would fall out, we would fast on, we should fast, Well, but we make that, we also fall out. But why not, once in a while, let's fast? If there's a need to fast, this year Tisha B'Av should be on Shabbos. So why not? What's the big deal? So we'll fast on Shabbos. What, the world come to an end and we'll fast on Shabbos. It's only a mitzvah. It's not a chayvei kresos to have a suda Shabbos. It's not the end of the world if you don't have a suda Shabbos. What?
Kindness
chalom. There are times you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So why not? Because you're not, this is what the Taz explains, it's based on the Taz, anything the Torah says explicitly is mutter, the Rabban have no right to prohibit. Anytime the Torah says you're allowed to eat a certain thing, even though they'll find a reason why we should be machmir, they cannot prohibit something, they can make gzeris. We know that we have gzeris that are, can't eat for 6 hours, basa b'chalef. That's a chiddush, 6 hours. They can do whatever they want, Chazal. But they cannot prohibit something the Torah explicitly says is mutter. The Torah says, eat the bread on Shabbos. Eat the bread. B'yoyim ha-Shabbos, b'yoyim ha-Shabbos yarichenu. Remove the old bread, remove the old bread, eat it, and put on new bread. Eat it. Lechem upon it's meant to be eaten. V'yachalt on Shabbos. When? Shabbos. If Chazal will go Israel time to Sibu, for the whole Klal Yisrael is included. That means the Kohanim can't eat the lechem upon him. Chazal cannot be goyzer or tainis, prohibits something the Torah explicitly said is mutter. And since the Torah said explicitly that Kohanim should eat the lechem upon him on Shabbos, so they cannot make a tainis. So let me ask you a question, what's the big deal? What about a regular tainis? Regular kadashim? Teretz says, no, all kadashim you can eat at night. You can eat by day. There's always a time limit. This simply only makes sense according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the only time you allow the lechem upon him is by day and not at night. So if you learn, let's say, not like the Rambam, let's say you learn like the Rabbeinu Gershom, you can eat lechem upon him the entire week. Or you learn like the Tosfos Yom Tov, you can eat lechem upon him by day and at night. So why can't we go Israel Tainus on Shabbos? You won't eat the lechem, the Kohanim of that Shabbos will not eat the lechem upon him, but they'll eat it according to Rabbeinu Gershom Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. According to the Tosfos, they'll eat it Mitzvah Shabbos. But lefi the Rambam, that the only time you're allowed to eat the lechem upon him is b'yoyim ha-Shabbos, b'yoyim ha-Shabbos, Shabbos by day. If you're not going to let the Kohanim eat the Goyzer Chazal, the Goyzer Tainis, then the Chazal are doing something that counts as connected what the Torah explicitly says must be done on this day. And therefore he writes here in this Zemer, Al Kain, since the Torah said, you have to la'arich, it's mamash to the Rambam, because the Rambam learns that the din of aricha, the din of arranging the bread, is a Siamese twin with achila. B'yoyim HaShabbos, the Makor is B'yoyim HaShabbos, B'yoyim HaShabbos Yarichenu. The arrangement has to be done by day. That's a given. You can't arrange it Mitzvah Shabbos. You must arrange it when it's daylight hours. And the arrangement requires you to remove the old bread. They're hukish lahadadi, to remove the old bread and eat it. They're compared to another. If I'm arranging the new, I must remove the old and eat it. When? The same time when I arrange it. By day. If Chazal will come along and tell me you have to fast today, the Kohanim can eat the lechem upon him. They're being goyzer at Tainus, they're coming to prohibit something the Torah explicitly says must be done. Al Kain, Roshan Bidasakel, Choyk El Sigonov, Bola Aruch, on this day La'aruch, lechem ponim bifonov, before him. Al Kain, therefore, Lehis Anois Bo, to fast on this day, Al Pinivonov Osir. The Rabban have no right to enact a fast day. Levat, except for Yom Kippur. That's not the Rabbanan's doing, that's Hashem's doing. It's a little bit difficult. What does it mean, Nivonov? Nivonov. Because then you do eat a Mitzvah Shabbos. Okay, that's the count. Let's not put that aside for now, the Yom Kippur problem. Let's put it aside. But this is a fascinating Zemer, which seems to fit with the Rabbah. Now, however, it's really interesting that some say Pum Fakert. They take this as a Raya that Ibn Ezra held like Rabbeinu Gershon. Because here we focus on the word Nivonov. Nivonov means the Chachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim. The Rabbanan made the reason why you can't fast on Shabbos, according to the Rambam, is because the Torah says, not because the Rabbanan. It's not a din de Rabbanan. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, the Torah lets you fast on Shabbos. Allows it. Because when can you eat the lechem upon him? The whole week. There's nothing wrong. So the Torah, from the Torah's perspective, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. Because you have an entire week to eat the lechem upon him. So who's the one that said don't fast on Shabbos because of this reason? This was a chumrah of the Rabbanan. Because since the ikar, everyone agrees, without question, even according to Rabbeinu Gershom, the ikar zman achila is Shabbos. It's the ikar zman achila. But according to Rabbeinu Gershom, you can also eat it the remainder of the week. So the Torah would allow you to fast. Because the Torah says you can eat the lechem upon the entire week. And if you can eat the entire week, there's nothing wrong with having a fast day on Shabbos. So you ask the Torah. The Torah was speaking to you. The Torah said, you can fast on Shabbos. Go right ahead. You can eat the lechem upon the entire week. So why then don't you want to? Why then would you not want to fast on Shabbos? Would you not want to fast on Shabbos? Oh, this is purely a din de Rabbanan. Then the Vonov, the Rabbanan, will come along and say, since the Iker Zman is Shabbos, so the Torah is showing us that it's a day of Achila, so in Memela we're going to be Machmer. It fits the word Nivonov, because according to the Rambam, the Ibn Ezra wouldn't need to emphasize Nivonov. He would write in his Zemer, Al Kain, Lis Anos Bo Osur. According to the Rambam, the only time you can possibly eat the Lechem upon him is Shabbos by day. Torah says, eat, I want you to eat on Shabbos. So the Ibn Ezra would write in his Zemer, Roshon Bidaso Kel Choyk El Sagon of Hashem wrote in his Torah, a law to his priests, Bo, on this day, La'aruch Lechem Ponin Befon of you shall arrange the bread before me, which means, and eat the leftover bread. Therefore, the Torah says, eat. The Torah says, eat. This is what the Kel, this is the Roshon Al-Kain, Lehis Anos Bo Osur. You're not allowed to fast today because the Torah says eat, but that's not what it says in the Zemer. It says in the Zemer, Al Kain Lisanos Bo Al Pinivonov. The Rabbanon have added an extra level, a buffer, and have taught us you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos. What do you mean the Rabbanon? Because from the Torah's perspective, you could fast today. You don't have to eat it today. You can eat the lechem upon him tonight, the night after. That's also like the Torah said. Then you can eat it the entire week. So why then would the Rabbanon say don't eat on Shabbos? It's not in the spirit of the lechem upon him. It's not technically forbidden because the Torah gives us plenty of time to the lechem upon him. It's not in the spirit. So the Rabbanon made a takono: don't fast on Shabbos. Yeah.
Why does it say in the pasuk Yom HaShavos twice? One is for rain, could be one for the aricha and one for the eating.
Eating could be. That's what the Rambam means. Right. It means that this could be pshat the Rambam. The Rambam holds. It's very. If you learn this pshat, that it means only by day until Tzeis HaKochavim, it's only because of we they're interlinked, eating with the aricha. So all I want to take out of this, we're finished. So I just want to summarize the yisoides, the ideas that we can take away. There are three opinions. You should just be aware. Every Shabbos, Lechem Aponim, we reenact Lechem Aponim in all different ways. In Tila, there are three opinions. When did the Lechem Aponim? The simple reading of the Rambam is in Shper Samishnayis, B'yoyim HaShabbos, B'yoyim HaShabbos Yarechenu, until Tzei Sakachavim. Most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and they say you can eat the Lechem Aponim, like Kodesh Kodashim, the day and the following night. Here, Rabbeinu Gershom in Masechet Me'ilah Daf Tes explicitly says, there's no way to play around with his words. It's explicit as can possibly be. You can eat the Lechem Aponim Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, Sunday through Friday until the next Shabbos. And yet, therefore, when it says when it comes to Pigel, having Kavana Lamachar, Lamachar in the context of Lechem Aponim means an entire week, because that's the life, the shelf life of Lechem Aponim. Then we learn something else fast. Anything the Torah says explicitly is mutter. The Rabbon are not allowed to prohibit. But so here we have the Zemer, and the Zemer makes mention that on Shabbos it has been arranged, and therefore it's usher to fast. What does that mean? Is this Ibn Ezra bring a raya to the opinion of the Rambam? It holds like the Rambam. Ibn Ezra preceded the Rambam. He lived before the Rambam, and he's saying like the Rambam that since it's Shabbos and the Torah says eat, so the Rabbanan said didn't want to come along because the Rabbanan cannot prohibit something the Torah explicitly said. Or you can play around and you can say no. If that's what the Ibn Ezra meant to say, you don't need the Rabbanan. It's Pashat. If the Torah says eat, you don't fast. He's alluding to the opinion either of the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam, or like the Rabbeinu Gershom, and you can eat really the entire week. So as far as the Torah is concerned, you don't want to eat, don't eat today. Fast today. You have a time to see on Shabbos. What's the big deal? Adrabah will be a more meaningful Shabbos. You'll spend, you can't work, and you can't eat. So you'll focus on the Kedusha of Shabbos. It might even be a bigger Tainuk. No! Don't, and it's all, but it says you have to eat the lechem upon him. What's the problem? Eat the lechem upon him the whole week. No big deal. It's the Rabbanon who said, you know what? Since the Torah says today's a day of eating, so let's not play around with the spirit of the day and let's not eat. So it's interesting, Zemer, which all fits, all comes from something we learn in today's stuff. Yeah.
It's a much more explicit that the Torah tells us that we have to eat on Shabbos.
Yeah.
And that is by the Mun, where Moshe says, "Yomer Moshe ichlu ayom ki Shabbos ayom l'Hashem ayom lo simtzu basadeh."
That's the Mun. We don't have the Mun.
But it's not only the Mun. We learn from there that you have to have Shalosh Sudas.
Okay, all right, okay. I hear. Okay.
Okay, and it seems.
Okay. I hear. It's a good point.